May the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. Today is not only Friday, but it's also the first Friday of the month, meaning today is set aside for special veneration and honor for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is a very popular devotion spanning throughout the ages for 2,000 years of Christianity. The root of this devotion goes all the way back to what we call the incarnation, God taking flesh, when God himself in the flesh has a heart beating with love for each of us. This devotion to the heart is first really lived out by Our Lady with the love that she has for Jesus, first as a child, then as a boy, then as a young man, as an adult. Her response to God in the flesh teaches us how to respond to the presence of the Lord. The devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus has taken many different twists and turns throughout the ages, eventually coming to be most embodied in the vision of our Lord when he appeared to St. Margaret Mary. We, of course, have other explanations and other insights into the devotion given by St. Gertrude the Great, and even St. John the Beloved at the Last Supper. You know, when we have that image of John going up to Jesus at the Last Supper and embracing him, placing his head against the chest of Jesus so as to be close to the beating heart of our Lord. Down throughout the ages, there's always been different understandings and different forms of appreciation for the devotion to the heart of Jesus. And in some ages, it was just referred to as devotion to the wounds of the Passion, or the five holy wounds, or the divine heart, or the sacred heart. Regardless of the title or the expression, today, on this first Friday, we're invited by the Church to just take a moment and to consider the great depth of love that God has for us, the great depth of love that our Father in heaven has for each one of us, a love that is exemplified, a love that is really made manifest in how he sends his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, into the world, knowing how the world is going to respond. Our Father in heaven knows what Jesus is going to have to endure and persevere through, but he does this mission so as to save us from ourselves, to save us from the darkness, to save us from despair, to save us from sin. A price has to be paid because of original sin, and it's a price that is so great that only God himself can pay it. And so the second person of the Trinity, Jesus, the Lord, is sent by our Father in heaven into creation to pay that price. It's such an incredible opportunity to consider the depth of love God has for us. And we do so in the light of the heart of Jesus. We do so on this first Friday of the month, considering how much God loves us, and yet how little he asks of us. He just wants us to give us to him. He wants us to give ourselves back to him, to live in union with him. The further and the farther away we are from the Lord, the more challenging, the more difficult such an invitation seems to be, so as to accept. But the closer and closer we get to the Lord, the easier and easier it becomes. If we could all just but keep in mind, we are only as far from the Lord as we want to be. We are only as far from the Lord in the Holy Eucharist as we want to be. So if we want to be close to the Lord, then it's really quite easy to be close to him. We accept the invitation. We let go of our sins through confession. We attend Holy Mass. We receive Jesus in Holy Communion. We call out, we cry out to his mother, Mary, as our own. We see his faithful disciples, the saints in heaven, as our brothers and sisters. We accept their prayers. We accept their encouragement and their presence. We live the life of the Church as a life of a family. And so we consider how, in order to be faithful, we have to have a heart. And the Lord wants us to have his own heart as ours. He wants to take our hearts, broken, perhaps cold, stony, as they may be, he wants to take those hearts and give us his own heart in the Eucharist. Every Friday, we're given an opportunity to consider the great price he paid on the cross. We're able to consider the great depth of love he has for us as he expresses that love in the Passion. But on the first Friday, we're given an opportunity to not merely consider the love he has for us, but to express our love for him, offering up the graces of the sacraments we receive today in reparation for the sins committed against the heart of Jesus. We consider an opportunity to attend Holy Mass, to visit Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, to make a good confession, to stop by and visit him in the tabernacle, to just drink deeply of the wellspring of hope, the wellspring of peace, the wellspring of God's grace among us. On this first Friday, we can consider his words, the words of Jesus, where he makes promises to humanity, to those who will respond to his heart, to those who will have a devotion to his heart. Jesus says the following. He gives these promises. The first promise Jesus makes to humanity, I will give them all the graces necessary in their state and life. That means regardless of who we may be, regardless from where we've come or to where we are going, if we have that orientation towards his heart, if we have a devotion to his heart, a devotion to his presence, an acknowledgement of his presence, reverence for his holy name, he will give us the graces necessary in our state and life. That means he's not just going to give graces to priests or to sisters or to married individuals or to single people. He gives graces to everyone who has devotion to his heart, regardless of their state in life. His second promise, I will establish peace in their homes, not just in their families, but in their homes. When we enter into our home, we should be entering into a place of peace. And if we are not experiencing peace in our home, it is up to us to bring his heart into that place where we dwell. It is no one's fault but our own if there's not peace there. We go into our home, and if there's no peace, we must bring the heart of Jesus into that place. And with his heart, there will be brought peace. We must give our lives over to Jesus. We must give our homes over to Jesus. And we must bring his heart into our homes, and he will establish peace there. His third promise, I will comfort them in all their afflictions. It doesn't matter what we're experiencing. The Lord will comfort us if we allow him to, if we open our hearts up to his heart, if we open our lives up to the Lord, he will come with consolation and comfort. The Lord has said, I will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death. Is he our treasure right now? If he's not our treasure right now, then we can't expect him to be our treasure for eternity. He must be our treasure right now. Do we treasure the gift of the Holy Eucharist? Do we treasure the gift of being able to confess our sins and to be set free from them? The Lord wants to be our secure refuge now, during life, in this moment, and then above all in death. The Lord has said, I will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. For those who have a devotion to his heart, he will bless all of our undertakings. Because we live in union with him, we can't be holding anything back. We have to desire to serve him with our whole mind and our whole heart. Sinners will find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. That's the sixth promise of Jesus to those who have a devotion to his heart. He said, sinners will find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. That right there reminds us of the devotion to the Divine Mercy, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy. Oceans of mercy will come upon those who, as sinners, open themselves up to the heart of Jesus. There is no sinner who is so great that they cannot be forgiven. There is no sin that is so horrible that it cannot be forgiven. But we must open ourselves to the heart of Jesus. In the seventh promise, Jesus says, lukewarm souls shall become fervent. And in the eighth promise, fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. The ninth promise, I will bless every place in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. If we enter into our homes and there is not an image of the heart of Jesus there for us to see and for us to see and remember his love, then we must ask ourselves why. Why have we not brought the heart of Jesus into our lives? Why have we not brought the heart of Jesus into our homes? Now is the time. Your home is the place. Bring the heart of Jesus into that place where you are supposed to find peace, where you're supposed to find his heart. We want the blessings of Almighty God upon us. Let us bring his heart then into our homes. The 10th promise, I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened of hearts. May we all pray for our priests that they may be men of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that they will be men of God in the flesh, men of the heart, and that they, through their preaching, will bring sinners to the heart of Jesus and bring the heart of Jesus to all of humanity. The 11th promise, those who shall promote this devotion shall have their names written in my heart. How does one promote the devotion to the heart of Jesus? It's simple. You encourage, you invite, you mention, you request of everyone you know, of everyone you meet, return to the Sacred Heart. Come before the Sacred Heart. The Lord has given you his heart. Share his heart with others. The 12th promise, I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months the grace of final perseverance. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. In his heart may we find our home forever.